Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and I have just returned from the Monterey Jazz Festival, my first time attending that event. Those of you that are longtime listeners know that I have attended the Newport Jazz Festival back on the East Coast for several years, but since moving to California, this is my first time attending this great festival. It was quite an experience, not only the music from the Monterey Jazz Festival, but sightseeing along the California coast from San Diego to Santa Barbara to Monterey, driving down Route 1 in the Big Sur. It was quite an experience. But let's begin with Lakeisha Benjamin. She was the artist in residence. She appeared on the stage many different times during the three-day event. We're going to hear from her album, Phoenix. This is Jubilation from the young saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin.
Thank you.
Terrence Blanchard from the album Absence. We heard a composition by Wayne Shorter entitled The Elders. It also features the Turtle Island Quartet, who performed with him at the Monterey Jazz Festival as well. Perhaps my favorite show of the festival. He did a retrospective of his career, beginning with some straight-ahead jazz from his times with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. He also played several pieces from his Katrina suites, played some film scores that he had written, as well as his current work with the E Collective Ensemble. So a great show by Terrence Blanchard. We started out the show with Lakeisha Benjamin from the album Phoenix. We heard Jubilation. And one of the headliners of the Monterey Jazz Festival was Herbie Hancock. And I'd have to say I was a little disappointed with his show. He did mostly work from his Headhunters days, played the keytar a lot, strutting back and forth on the stage and trading solos with the guitarist, playing the keytar as if it were a guitar, and some gimmicky vocalizing through the vocorder. Very little of his beautiful playing on acoustic piano, unfortunately. A little bit of it, but mostly fusion work from the Headhunters days. So we're going to hear one of my favorite tracks, and one he performed at the Monterey Jazz Festival, from the album Thrust. This is Actual Proof. Thank you.
Thank you. can't get out of this mood. Can't get over this feeling. Can't get out of this mood. Last night, your lips were too appealing, and the thrill it should have been all gone by today in the usual way. But it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it and I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood. Heartbreak, here I
great vocalists that appeared at the Monterey Jazz Festival, one of them a young up-and-coming star and another one that's been around quite a while. I'm speaking of Samara Joy and Diana Reeves. So the last thing you heard from the album Linger a While, the deluxe edition with some added takes on some of those tracks, we heard Can't Get Out of This Mood, a duo version featuring pianist Gerald Clayton. And before that, we heard Diana Reeves singing along with Peter Sprague. Peter is a San Diego guitarist. He did not appear at the Monterey Jazz Fest, but I wanted to play that track because Diana Reeves sang Minuano. This album is Peter Sprague covering Pat Metheny tunes with vocals and lyrics. From the album, Peter Sprague Plays Pat Metheny, Volume 1. As I said, we heard Minuano. And Diana Reeves and Samara Joy really captivated the audience with their fine vocals. We're going to continue on now with another act at the Monterey Jazz Fest that had me rocking out, and that is the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. They're very popular out here on the West Coast. I've seen Delvon Lamar listed at several venues out here. This one, though, was really rocking out, really had the audience moving. From his album Live in Loveland, we're going to hear the Curtis Mayfield classic Move On Up from the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio.
Thank you.
That was Billy Childs, pianist and composer. From his latest release, Winds of Change, we heard Masters of the Game, and Billy Childs did just an extraordinary set along with Sean Jones on trumpet, playing his great compositions and arrangements. And we started out that set with the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio playing the Hammond B3 with Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up. That takes us near the end of today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, and I hope you enjoyed this Monterey Jazz Festival special. And we are a radio show on WWUH, West Hartford, Connecticut, 91.3 FM, and a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. And you can find me on social media as well at jazztodon.com. I've taken myself off of Facebook and Instagram and now post solely on Jazztodon. So check it out. It's a open source, commercial free, jazz-centric social media platform that is part of the Mastodon network. So check that out, jazztodon.com. We're going to finish up today's show with Charles Lloyd, who did a great set at the Monterey Jazz Festival, but I'm going to play one that was recorded in the 1966 Monterey Jazz Festival, featuring Charles Lloyd on tenor saxophone and flute, Keith Jarrett on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. We're going to hear perhaps his most famous composition, Forest Flower. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.